Well, now your latest work is, of course, James Bond 007 Bloodstone. So how did you become involved with that project?
Well, I've worked with the developer Bizarre Creations on a number of projects before. And also I have quite a lot of connections to people that are involved with the overall Bond franchise. A good friend of mine is a sound designer on the movies, and I've worked on an album with Shirley Bassey in the past. So it was one of those sort of situations where they wanted a composer that was going to really understand Bond and that was going to really understand sort of, you know, big intense action writing, but also the interactive nature of the score, because we've got a lot of interactive sections of the game where the music reacts dynamically to what's happening on screen. So I did some demo cues. This is going back a couple of years ago now, and I was hired to score the game based on the music I wrote for that. So it was a great opportunity to get. And I think I hopefully demonstrated that I fundamentally understand sort of James Bond scoring, because it is kind of a style in its own right, really. I think I sort of grasped that. I've been a fan for ages of the Bond films, so it's really a question of just, you know, producing some good demo material and starting from there.
Well, there are immediately cues that I was listening to, and I went immediately, well, obviously you were a fan of the John Barry era of Bond scores. Did you study a lot of what he did beforehand to sort of bring this score to life?
Not really. I purposefully didn't really do that, because I was sort of fairly confident that I knew the music well enough over the years, you know, having grown up with the film franchise. And I know, you know, not only John Barry's work, but of course David Arnold's and some of the other composers like Michael Kamen who have worked on the franchise. And it's so iconic that, you know, it's kind of in everyone's DNA, really. Everyone knows that sound. And I was confident that I knew the sound. And, you know, I know there's some amazing melodies and some wonderful orchestration, and a lot of it's very fast and action-paced. So I didn't really set about, you know, sitting down with every soundtrack and studying it, because I think that would have led to me just kind of trying to do a sound alike, and I wasn't really trying to do that. I was trying to be respectful of all the music that had come before in such a great franchise, but also, you know, it's a game, it's a new story in the Bond universe. You know, it's this story of Bloodstone is not tied to a film, so we could do something a little different. And of course I was asked to put my own take on it, having scored games like Headhunter and things like that. So it was a mixture of everything, but I think, you know, there's just some amazing music that has gone before that I just wanted to try and do, as good a job and, you know, do my own thing as well as be respectful to the other scores.
Okay. Where did you get a chance to record the score this time?
The majority of it was recorded at Abbey Road again here in London. We actually used Studio 2 this time, which is the studio made famous by the Beatles. For a number of reasons, it has a nice bright sound. We did all the brass tracking there and some of the other instruments, and it worked out great. It has such an amazing sound, that room again, and it was a great opportunity. And just, you know, the brass players were absolutely outstanding, and I think that comes across in the music. You know, having those quality of musicians here in London is a real blessing to be able to work with people like that. So that was the main reason for recording there. And we also did a large string section over in Eastern Europe as well, and we did a live drum kit, which we actually recorded in a nightclub, because it had some amazing acoustics for the drums, and we had live bass, and we had ethnic percussion and guitar and some ethnic strings, and yeah, quite a big project. And then of course all the electronic elements, which were recorded in my studio.
Okay, so now of course there's this huge history of music with the James Bond series. What do you think you brought to this score to sort of make it a unique experience for the listener?
Well, to me, Bond music is always, it has some absolutely brilliant themes, you know, very, very memorable themes with huge, you know, huge brass melodies and action set pieces. And a lot of it, especially in the modern era, especially in the Daniel Craig era, it's very driven. You know, there's a lot of percussion, and it's very modern production, but it's still, you know, it still lends itself to the sort of Barry sound. And, you know, it has a lot of jazz influence as well. I mean, it's always a kind of a hybrid of sort of jazz and orchestral scoring that makes up the sound. And, you know, being a trombone player myself, I studied a lot of jazz back when I was at university. So it was great to be able to mold those sort of styles together. And also I think we wanted to try and keep it contemporary as well. So there are electronic elements and there's a lot of sort of driven percussion as well. But we wanted to retain the classic elements of a Bond score and, you know, to give it that classic Bond sound, as well as having brand new themes for all the new characters in the game, you know, because it's not tied to a movie and it's a story in its own right. We had the opportunity to create some really nice sort of main themes for all the characters and the settings. And of course, with the ethnic elements involved as well, you know, we can really take the player to the locations that the game is set. For example, we've got Bangkok and Athens and Istanbul and other locations throughout the game. So we had an opportunity to bring those through the player in a musical way.
What has been the most rewarding experience that you think doing the James Bond Bloodstone score?
I think it was probably when we went to the scoring stage. You know, hearing the music performed the first time is, I think, for any composer, it's always one of the most magical moments. But especially in a score like Bond, because it's so iconically driven around primarily the sound of the brass. And, you know, these guys, a lot of the players have played on every Bond film, so we went to the source and really had the right people involved. And, you know, even though I work with sample libraries while I'm composing, and they're great tools in their own right to compose with, you know, there's nothing quite like hearing those melodies brought to life where you have that classic Bond brass sound. There's nothing quite like that, so that has to be probably the most rewarding part of the process.
Have you had a chance to actually speak to John Barry? As a composer, or even just as a colleague?
No, not at all. No, I didn't have any access to John Barry at all, and it was just, you know, it was just a question of me sort of, you know, working on the score and creating a fresh take on Bond. No, I didn't have any direct contact with John at all.
All right. Now, are we going to see a soundtrack release for this score?
That's something I don't know. It's really up to the publisher of the game. So there's lots of people that are already calling for it, and it'd be nice to see it released as a soundtrack in its own right. I will have to get back to you on that.
All right. Now, are you a game player yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's very important when you're scoring a game to understand how they're put together, because it is a very different process to scoring a movie or to scoring a TV show. So I make sure I keep in touch with what games are current, and I, you know, I enjoy playing games in my spare time. And I was playing Bloodstone a lot during development, and it really kind of helps the composition process, because you can't really score a game well if you haven't really played it or understand what's happening, in my opinion anyway. So yeah, definitely play a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. So how would you compare scoring a game as opposed to scoring like a TV show or a movie?
Well, they all have their challenges in their own right, of course. You know, because games are an interactive medium, we often create larger interactive scores. That's certainly something that I'm keen to do, because it's not a linear experience. You know, the player can play the game in a number of different ways, and it can take, you know, different amounts of time and things like that. So we have to create scores that can adapt and react to what the player's doing and what the on-screen action is doing in a seamlessly musical way, so that the music could transition from an action cue to a stealth cue in a very short space of time, but in a completely seamless and musical way. And I think those are the challenges which I enjoy in games, and a lot of video game composers are always trying to sort of, you know, push the boundaries of interactive music, and that's something I've always been interested in. And of course, when I'm doing a film or a TV show, the schedules are also tight, and they have their sort of intricacies to worry about, because in a game, there's not often a lot of dialogue during the gameplay. It's often in the cutscenes, dependent on the game, of course. But of course, in a film or a TV show, you've got a lot of dialogue and, you know, things to bear in mind when you're scoring, so that you don't get in the way of that.
Mm-hmm. So now, how long are you given to write the score?
It depends. For Bloodstone itself, it was kind of on and off, because we did the main body of the actual game score, which was, we started off with about 90 minutes worth of music, And I probably spent, including recording and mix, probably 6 months on that. And then the game grew in size, added some more levels. So we did about another 50 minutes of music, and that was done earlier this year. And that's probably another 3 or 4 months. So it wasn't quite all back to back, but it varies on the actual game itself. I mean, some of the games I've worked on have had kind of 3+ hours of music in. So it's often it can be double the length of a feature film, and then the schedule's timed accordingly.
So how much music was recorded, or how much music was composed, actually, for Bloodstone?
We've got a little over 2 hours and 20 minutes of score. Of course, some of those cues are interactive as well, so there may be 4 or 5 layers of music in one actual cue, and then, of course, the cinematic cutscenes as well. So it's quite a large score.
So now, how do you present your score to the developers? Is it like in a bunch of stems, or are you giving full cues, or how is that presented?
I mean, it really depends. If we're writing an interactive cue, then I would mock that up in my studio. Once I finish composing, I would actually test the interactivity here in my studio to make sure that you can change and crossfade between layers, or whether we're using too small looping sections or something like that. I would always, test the work out here before I would submit it. And then it depends. And if it was a layered approach, there would be maybe six WAV files that would all be, timed up and edited together so that they can be able to be played at the same time and loop seamlessly and transition seamlessly. Or it might be a stem mix of one cue, which could be, percussion, electronics, strings, brass. It really depends on the approach. And actually, in Bloodstone, we use pretty much every interactive approach in the book for a number of reasons for different areas of the game. So we're using all the approaches you can think of to necessitate the score.
Do you consult with the game director, or are you just kind of let go to compose and then you bring back something and then things change?
Well, a lot of the time I would work with either the music supervisor or the audio director of a game. Often they're the same person charged with the overall audio content, including the sound design and the dialogue, as well as the music. And before I would start writing a cue, I would discuss it with that person. We would work out an approach for the cue, maybe some tempo information, how densely orchestrated or how sparsely orchestrated a cue is going to be. Is it going to be atonal or tonal? Is it going to have this particular theme in it or not? So those kind of approaches we would discuss. But before we actually start the whole score, we had quite an intricate roadmap, if you like, for the entire soundtrack. So we had various spreadsheets with about 80 or 90 entries on the spreadsheet detailing out each cue and an approximate length of how it's going to transition from one cue to the other. So it was good to have a roadmap for every cue right from the beginning of the game right to the end, so that we could see it as a body of work in itself and how it's going to progress through the score and through the game. And then once we've discussed it cue by cue, I would then go and write maybe 2 or 3 cues at a time, and then present them back to the music supervisor, and they would have discussions with the game director as well, about if it's working, if it's doing exactly the right thing. And on Bloodstone, it was a fantastic experience. I think there was maybe 1 or 2 cues that had a slight tweak, but there was no major rewrites, and it all went pretty smoothly.
Does Bloodstone have a kind of a iconic, along the lines of maybe Thunderball or something like that, a song that actually comes off at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, we were very lucky to have Josh Stone and Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics write and perform a fantastic song called I'll Take It All, and that happens right at the opening credits of the game. So you play the prologue section of the game, and then it launches into the song, which is fantastic. Very, classic Bond song. It fits in well with the score. I wasn't involved with the song itself. I was very busy on the score, but we were made sure that it, the score that precedes that flows seamlessly into the song and then out of the song and into the next part of the score. So, yeah, great song that Josh performed and Dave helped write. Very, very fitting for the game, and yeah, it sounds great.
Now, you also had a chance to write a kind of an alternative version, we'll say, to the Monty Norman Bond theme. How was that to arrange?
Well, it wasn't really an alternative version. It was just a re-recording that we did. There was a number of reasons why we couldn't do a completely new version, but we had to do a new recording, and that was a fantastic experience because we wanted to keep it very faithful and to keep the keep the swing factor and the swagger that you hear in the original, but just with modern production values. So we kept it very faithful to the original, and of course, you know, we were playing with the musicians that actually recorded the original at the time. So that was, I mean, historically, that was an amazing experience to be involved with that. And then a good friend of mine, Steve Wimmett, played the guitar on the theme, and we reamped the guitar performance in the Echo Chamber Abbey Road, and yeah, it sounded fantastic, and we were really pleased with the way that came out. So that plays right to the end of the game.
Well, it's a fantastic score. I've actually had a chance to hear bits and pieces of it. It's like I said, definitely is a worthy successor to the to the Bond series.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know.
All right. Well, what does the future hold for you?
Well, at the moment, I've got a couple of projects on the go that I've just started, which unfortunately I can't talk about right now, but I'll let you know when I can. And I'm busy building some new studios in London that will facilitate myself and my team. So that's very exciting. It's going to be right in the centre of London, and we'll have space to record an orchestra and anything we need to do all under one roof. So it's a pretty busy time, and of course there's lots of projects happening next year, and I might be doing an animated feature film in the near future. So lots of things happening, very exciting, and always interested in new creative challenges.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the time that you've given me today. It's obviously clear that you are very enthusiastic about what you do. Great sounding score to James Bond Bloodstone.
Thanks very much, Robert. Great to talk to you.